Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
The worst. You go out with somebody and you feel like it went well, and then nothing. So we're going to help out. Matter of fact, we're going to help out Heath right now. Good morning, Heath.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
So tell us what happened with you and Ellen.
Yeah, so, you know, I have been doing online dating for years. And
bragger.
And it's fun. And, you know, I've had a lot of good luck with it and things like that. So met Ellen online, and we were just going to go out for a walk around the domain and everything, and we did that, and you know, sat on the patio, grabbed a drink, some appetizers, and everything was going really great. So I just sort of brainstormed a plan for a second date and laid it out to her. She said it was good, and she would text me, with a day in the following week or so that would work for her, and so I was excited about it, but she has not texted back to any of my texts. So I don't know. It's kind of conflicting, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Sure. Gotta be frustrating. All right. Well, let's just call her. He's given us Ellen's number, and we're going to give her a ring right now and see if we can't get to the bottom of it. Hang on.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Ellen?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio this morning with Mix 94.7, calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone.
Hi.
Hi. We want to try to mitigate a conversation. Heath contacted us, and he's on the phone, too. And he mentioned that you guys went out on a date, right, around the domain. And he was really excited and looking forward to a second date, but hasn't been able to reach you. So we're like, well, let's give her a call and see if we can't kind of help out a conversation here. Or maybe if something went wrong, or if he did something that you didn't like, maybe we can try to work through that. Or maybe there's no hope, and that's okay, too. He just was kind of looking for an answer.
Oh, Heath.
So, do you have a couple of minutes you could talk to us? You mind just letting us know what happened?
I mean, he was nice enough, but he walked in. First things first, on the dating app, he looked normal, but in person, he's just so extra. Like, he walked in with ripped jeans, and they were skinny and, like, super tight on him, and he had a man bun, which I already knew about, but he wasn't wearing these, like, tight, ripped clothes in his pictures.
Yeah.
So when I saw him in person, it was just a lot. It was a lot. I was just really put off by it, and I don't know. I know he's trying to be on the edge of fashion or something, but...
I got you.
It wasn't my taste, and it kind of was embarrassing.
Heath?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
You know what? It does, actually. but I can explain, or try to explain, I guess.
Sure.
I got to be honest. I was actually worried about the jeans and the look in general. But the truth is, believe it or not, honestly, I have gained some weight since quarantine and over the holidays and stuff. And this is like the only clothes that would fit. And like, I haven't gone out to the store yet or anything to like, you know, up my wardrobe. And that is that.
Boy, can I relate to that. I have worked myself out of so many clothes.
Have you?
That I was able to work myself into. Oh, yeah. I've gained so much weight.
Holidays, ugh. Bro.
I just, Booker's a ripped jeans guy. I just, yeah.
Not for you? Hey, I'll tell you what. It is a rough look, though. If you are like, gain some weight, you look like, it'll look like more like a sausage casing. You know what I'm saying? With all like the threads and the stuff like busting out. Like, think about it, you know? I mean, it's just, yeah, it'd be tough.
I do want to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
This has nothing to do with the call right now, but this is just a question I want to put out there.
Yeah, please.
There are those jeans that are so ripped, like, that apparently he was wearing, that literally have no front to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the pocket all the way down to the ankle, it's just open.
I see that more on women than I do on men, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't get
but
it.
That is how he looks. That's how the outfit looked.
That would be shocking.
Almost the entire leg. So
I don't get it.
I was gonna say you're not wrong. Like, this is not necessarily a good choice. So yeah, I mean, I don't blame anyone about their opinion on these jeans.
That's funny. I love that he owns it, though.
Well, yeah. Okay, how about this? How about we try this again, take two.
What does he wear?
Some regular jeans
that
are not
weight.
Holy,
he said
holy,
it was quarantine
holy.
Weight, yeah. You know, and it was like holiday weight. He'll be good to go in 3 weeks. Think about it.
3 weeks.
If he has a dry January.
It's not even about that. It's just getting a pair of pants that fit.
Look,
you know,
bro, there's a thing with overweight in those jeans and normal in those jeans. There's a big difference.
Yeah,
going
well,
back
just
to
don't
the
wear
sausage
those.
Casing.
Yeah, maybe I can like order something on online and get it in time or something.
Well, okay, how about that? How about he wears a new pair of jeans?
Yeah. I kind of feel stupid that it's about the jeans and the whole outfit. So, I mean.
You go out again?
Yeah, I would. He was nice, and I really honestly could not get it out of my head that he just looked like a character off of, like, a sitcom who does yoga and drinks matcha, and I was just like, I couldn't get over it. But, yeah, I'd be open to it.
You know what this reminds me of? What's that commercial where the guy has the bad laundry detergent, so his V-neck is like...
Oh, yeah. He has that bacon. He has bacon neck or something like that. It's
have
all
you
like
seen that?
Yeah.
Yes.
This
it,
is real
the
life.
Weirdest commercial, but he looks like such a weird hipster because his whole entire collarbone is showing.
Totally.
But apparently it's all because he uses the wrong laundry detergent, which I don't get.
But that's funny.
But that's what this reminds me of. Like,
this
if only he had worn the right jeans.
Well,
two,
you know,
bro.
It doesn't matter. You know, now we know, and we are good to go for day number two. So how about that, Heath?
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
That's great. I love that.